WFGU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations. My name is Tony Smith. Thank you all so much for joining me one more time for Gospel Jazzations, where I give you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and you know how I do, a little bit of everything else in between. And as I stated on last week, this gentleman is coming to our town. Well, by the time this airs, he'd have already appeared at B.B. King's Blues Club in New York City. But as I stated before, this particular CD called Hurricane is a fantastic project. And the gentleman's name is Eric Benet. And the song that we've been playing here quite a bit that has been ministering to a lot of listeners here is called In the End. And I'm just so glad he took the time out to spend a little bit of time to interview with us for this evening. And I just want to put him on the line right now. Eric Benet in the house. How you doing, boy?
What's going on, Tony? How you feeling, man?
All right, Doc. All right, man. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Very, very much to talk to you.
Good. And I'm so glad to talk to you as well. But I just wanted to get into this particular CD as well. It's what number CD is this, Hurricane?
This is actually my third.
Your third?
And, you know, it's I feel like it's definitely my most honest and strongest work so far. You know, I think on this CD, more so than, more so than like the first two, I think I'm expressing myself musically through different genres, different styles, you know. I mean, my first two CDs were basically known as R&B records.
Right.
But this CD in particular, I think I'm exploring, you know, kind of expressing myself through some of the other genres that have influenced me over the years, from folk music to rock music to gospel music. You know, I think this is a much more rounded CD.
Absolutely. Well, definitely is fantastic. You've co-produced it as well, a lot of writing on it and what have you, and you're using some fantastic musicians on this bad boy. It's Nathan East on bass.
Man, it's like a list on this. Let's see, we got Nathan East on bass. We got Pino Palladino on bass. We got Vinny Caluta on drums and David Foster.
Yeah.
Walter A. It's a crazy list of talent that's on this album, and I'm just really honored to have these people, you know, make music with me.
Fantastic. Again, what label is this on, partner?
Yeah, this is still in the Warner Brothers family. It's
cool.
Distributed by Warner Reprise,
but
it's on a smaller independent subsidiary label called Friday, which is distributed by Warner Reprise, owned by a good friend of mine, Mr. Tim Blixit. And it was a real cool thing to be able to do an album on a subsidiary label, because, you know, I felt like I had a bit more autonomy to the music that I wanted to make, as opposed to, I mean, basically I A&R'd this album, so that's the difference between, you know, having an A&R person there over your shoulder saying, no, we got to have one or two more hot radio joints before, as opposed to me saying, you know, I feel like this album is ready when I feel like it's ready.
Cool.
So, well,
it definitely was ready, man. Definitely was ready.
Yeah.
Well, there's one particular cut, as I said before earlier, that has really, really ministered to me. It's blessed a lot of people here on Gospel Jazzations, and that song is entitled In the End. And I just want you to just explain to the folks out there how you came about with this particular selection.
Well, you know what? It's been, you know, there's been like a lot of ups and downs in the past few years, and there were some really low moments emotionally for me, and that song just came right from God. That song was just, you know, when writing that song, it just kind of felt like God tapping me on the shoulder, saying, "You know what? This is going to pass too, and it's going to be all good in a matter of time." You know, it's a reminder to anyone that no matter how dark it gets, how much it feels like, you know, God is not walking with you. He's there with you the whole time.
That's right.
No matter how alone you feel. And this song in particular, In the End, I was telling you, you know, when we were talking off the air, ordinarily I'll write a song and I'll just let it go. Like, I'm one of those people where I don't really recreationally listen to my CDs. But this particular song, when whenever I, you know, whenever I was going through it, or whenever I needed something to pick me up, I just kept coming back to this song, and it just made me feel so good. And then I think that's really the first time that's ever happened with a song that I've, song that I've written before.
Wow, that's incredible, man. And I really believe that this particular song needs to be heard by just about every gospel music radio show that's out there, because it really is anointed and it's touching folks out there like you wouldn't believe, partner.
That's beautiful, man. Yeah, man, you were telling me how people were just like feeling it, and it was just, lifting people's spirits and reminding them that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that there's no better compliment for a songwriter, man. That really makes me feel like, okay, maybe I'm in the right business.
Right. No, you're doing right, Doc. You are definitely doing right. God has blessed you with a fantastic talent, an anointed on your voice, and you can touch so many people, you know, whether it's in the R&B field or the gospel field or the folk field or whatever field you think you will, use your talent to. But I'm telling you right now, God has blessed you with this particular song to write called In the End, and it's blessing a lot of people out there.
I'm so grateful. I'm grateful that, He's allowed me to touch people that way, and I'm grateful for people like opening up and allowing the song to, you know, touch them that way. So I'm just truly grateful. Thank you.
Cool. You're a blessing, my man, so I thank you as well. So by the time this airs, you know, you would appear at B.B. King's here in New York. So I'm hoping that it goes all well tonight, partner.
Oh, yeah, man. I know it's going to be off the chain at B.B. King's. It's like the acoustics in that place, I love it.
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect. It's nice and intimate, too.
Like the audience is right
there.
And, that every time I'm in a situation like that, it just feels like I just want to, like, push that much more, and just, like as far as, like, my performance, just take it to, like, the next level. Because people are literally within a hand's reach of me, and it's just, I'm really excited about the show.
Fantastic, man. Well, you do well, and I'm sure it's going to be a blessing to you. And what's on the horizon for Eric Benet, man? What are you planning on working on in the very near future?
Well, I just got back from Spain 2 days ago. I did an international video for the song Where Does the Love Go. We're about to release that in Europe, and I'm doing a tour for the next 3 weeks. I'm touring, just working the album Hurricane, and it's really starting to pop like internationally too. So I'll be in March, I'll be spending some time in Indonesia and Germany, and I'm just blessed, man, able to make music and share it with people and just spread positivity. And God is just blessing me with how many people get to wake up every morning and do something for a living that they dreamed of doing their whole life. And I have this amazing little girl who's not so little anymore. She's 14. So being a single dad definitely takes up a lot of time, and that's something I'm most happy excited about. So.
Yeah, and you've also wrote a song for your daughter India, right?
Yeah. That song in particular. That song, man, I just love performing that song, India. I wanted her to have a song where she could, she's 14 right now, so I wanted her to be able to feel, let's say when she's 30, and she's going through, sometimes when we're at that late 20s, that 30 age, we're faced with some challenges where it's like, I don't know how I'm going to be able to make it through.
That's right.
I wanted her to have a song from her father that she could listen to and just feel like my affirming love for her and my belief in, baby, whatever you're going through, you'll make it, and I'm right behind you. And that's a really, really meaningful song for me on the album.
Well, that's a blessing as well, man. Well, we definitely wish you all the best. Continue to be a blessing to others out there, because you just never know who you're going to touch. And definitely loving the CD. And you tell your daughter I said hello here. And you just keep doing what you're doing, my man, all right? Because you really, as I said before, you're touching a lot of people out there more than you realize.
I appreciate that. And Tony, man, it's a pleasure talking to you, bro.
Pleasure talking to you, partner. You call me anytime, man. Definitely stay in touch. And you also have your website, too, right? I don't want to forget your website, Doc. EricBenet.net.
Yeah. EricBenet.net.
Yep.
And, you know, the fans can also reach out to me on myspace.com/EBenet, E-B-E-N-E-T. And or if you want to, you know, be an Eric Benet, I got this fan site called the TrueEBFans.com. That's TrueEBFans.com. At Yahoo.com.
At Yahoo, and, okay.
And it's, you know, it's a fan site. You know, people like to share information and update news and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's real cool.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm going to have to go on there and put a post on there and tell people who are definitely tuning in on tonight so they can hear the interview with your partner.
Yeah, man. That would be nice.
Fantastic. And again, I want to give a shout out to Sister Cynthia Johnson from Warner Music Group for putting this together, man. Thanks to Cynthia. Girl.
Thanks, CJ.
CJ. Well, you sit tight, my man. All right. I just want to talk to you off the air real quick. And any last words for the listeners out there?
I just want to say once again, y'all, I'm just grateful for allowing my music to touch you. And I love you. And, you know, just love yourself. Keep loving yourself.
That's right. God bless you, Eric.
All right. God bless you, too, man.
All right, my man. Hold on for just a second. I'm talking to you off the air real quick.
All right.
Eric Benet. The CD is entitled Hurricane. Log on to the website, EricBenet.net, for more information. You got a guest book over there, Eric?
A guest book?
Yeah, man. You got to get your guest book page over there so people can go in there and, you know, send...
I know, man. I got to do that, man.
So people can post up there and, you know, send you some blessings and what have you. So we'll work on that, all right, Doc?
Absolutely. Hook me up.
Got you covered, boy. All right. Eric Benet in the house right here on Gospel Jazzation, WFDU 89.1 FM. Here is the song entitled from the CD Hurricane in the End. Stay tuned. God bless you, Eric.
All right, bro. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my man. God bless. Here we go.